The tragic part wasn't even when he failed as an artist. It was after that. 4 years after. He left his house to go grocery shopping. He always went to the upscale grocery store. He didn't make enough to have a fancy car or a trophy lover, but he did make enough to have cheese that cost $13 a pound. He left in his mid-sized sedan to purchase orange juice that was not from concentrate, and the eggs of vegetarian-fed free-range chickens, and, perhaps subconsciously in the frame of uncaging his livestock, he left his front gate open. When he returned, his mind was full of ideas, nearly impossible to translate to a canvas, and his trunk was full of brown paper bags. The mere quantity of bags and ideas overwhelmed the part of his brain slated with the task of noticing that the gate was not closed. He had a tradition where every time he bought groceries, when he got home, he and his dog would split a small bottle of kefir. They had done it for years. Unpacking his bags, though, he realized that he had forgotten, for the first time, to purchase the kefir. He called for the dog, and there was no response. This worried him. He looked around and saw no dog, and then noticed the gate.
Really worried about my dog. Why? What's wrong with it? I forgot its kefir. I'm sorry, what? Kefir. I forgot its kefir. What's kefir? Is it a dog thing? No, it's cultured milk. It's for people. Huh.
Don't you give it to your dog?
He likes it.
What is it, Jewish? That sounds like a Jewish thing.
I think it's Turkish.
Is your dog Jewish?
No. My dog's gone.
Can a dog be Jewish?
No.
You know, I've always been more of a cat person. Myself.
Yeah.
But they can't be Jewish either. I think cats aren't really into religion.
They're agnostic.
Yeah. Yeah, cats are all agnostic.